So my first podcast, well, my name is Jerry Doble here, and you know, I'm really just gonna have to be talking a little bit here about WrestleMania here. I think it's like WrestleMania 34, but I just want to know what you guys' thoughts here of do you think like John Cena, he's challenging The Undertaker, and The Undertaker has not responded yet, but Kane, as some of you have watched last Monday night, it came out when chokeslam John Cena. I don't know if that is a sign that that's a yes, or Kane's going to face John Cena at WrestleMania. So, and we really, it'd really awesome to see what happens. It's almost like 2 weeks away here, and I know there's a lot of people are excited. WrestleMania, you know, people say it's like Jim Ross or one of the announcers, you know, will say, it's almost like the Super Bowl, you know. It's like you have like a lot of people coming around all around the nation and maybe from different countries too, so. But, yeah, just let me know your thoughts here. And as I go into transition here. So we have all these, there's all these sites, you know, they all have ads, you know, you have these dating sites, you have Tinder, you have, Plenty of Fish, and you know, Meet Me, and, you know, we all have experience, good experiences or bad experiences, you know, some people probably got catfished, you know, or someone just wanted your money, or debit or credit card. My advice, don't do that. Because that's just a scam. Like, you know, and they're like, oh, we're just going on my website. It's like, no, you're on there to meet someone, not just go on a website and watch a webcam. Like, that's not the reason why people go on dating sites. But now the dating sites are becoming hookup sites. So these days, it's kind of hard to find a dating site. I mean, most of the time now you have to pay, like, money. And eHarmony, you know, I heard that's a good site. It just costs $45 or $50, something like that, you know. Not everybody wants to waste all their money, you know, paying in dating sites, you know, when they say they're free dating sites, but they're not. So, with that said, recording is almost over the limit, it looks like. I guess there's actually a time limit frame, but yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening to our podcast here. And see you next time.